I'm so thrilled to be part of this conversation and helping so many people to simplify their wellness by looking at how they're eating. Because when you are fueling yourself well, it's amazing to see the benefits that will happen in your life.
Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started.
Welcome. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. I wanted to share today an insight about joyful eating, that truly it is possible. Let's face it, we're at a time of year where we are faced with some different, more comfort food choices and some more celebration, particularly now for people who are actually able to get together. And food is often a way that we commune together. And it's a beautiful practice that has lasted since the beginning of time, where we've always met together over food with people that we care about. It makes for rich experiences. It's truly beautiful. The tastes and the decadences of, you know, having a celebration. There's just nothing like it, right? And it can become a challenge for us, though, if we are on this comfort food trail all through the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere, where it's hard for us to reach for things that aren't decadent. And I'm speaking about this now because we've just come off of Halloween. And I grew up in a home where, yes, I went out for Halloween and would get candy and stuff, but I wasn't allowed to eat much of it. And we didn't have many treats at home on a regular basis. So if I was ever faced with special times where there were beautiful desserts and things, the dessert tray would be where I would be headed first. And so once I was out in my 20s, I found that I wanted to just go hog wild with all of the beautiful food. And I wasn't really thinking about the foundation that I was raised in, which was truly healthy eating with whole food, grown in a garden, grown from a farmer's market, very healthy for raising kids, you know. And I think what I was lacking was the perspective and the balance, because we, as I mentioned, we love to celebrate, and enjoying food together is just part of how we were designed. Otherwise, if we didn't have that part as part of us, we wouldn't have taste buds. Foods wouldn't have different flavors, like fruits and vegetables and various things that we eat. They'd be tasteless, or we wouldn't have to eat. We'd just stand out in the sun like the plants and just kind of get the sun and then maybe have a little rain come down on us. So the taste of food is important. And there's many different things that play into that as well. And also we want to be nourishing ourselves, because the very food that comes from the earth, the plants that come up from the earth, that are rained on, that sun shines down on, that the wind blows on, those are the things that are the foundation of our cellular structure in our bodies and what keeps us healthy and thriving and just living. We need nutrition. So if we're only eating foods that are devoid of that, that are processed highly or that are synthetic and not even real from the earth foods, that have been just, you know, really, you know, messed with really and synthesized to have certain flavors that are addictive for us, we're not going to get the same benefits for our health that we would from good old food grown from the earth. So I wanted to talk today about joyful eating, because this can be a really charged topic. The diet industry is, I don't know how many billions of dollars a year now. And for years, the way we look has become more important than how we feel. And so often we will devoid the calories from our diet. We will restrict. We will, you know, limit everything. And eating becomes a chore. Eating has no more joy to it. But there is a way to strike the balance and have joy while we're eating healthfully. And like I mentioned in a post I just put up today in my social medias, I love the 80-20 rule of eating, where 80% of the time I'm eating whole, nutritious, wonderful food that frankly is really flavorful and delicious because you can prepare food in a beautiful way that's healthy for you. And then 20% of the time, I love to have some kind of indulgence. And here's what I've found over the years. As I have eaten healthier and been in that pattern of the 80% of eating well, that 20% of the time, the things that I indulge in typically are things with fewer ingredients, and often they're of higher quality because I've started to care more about what I put in my body. And frankly, the really synthetic stuff that maybe I was attracted to as a child, just it doesn't, my taste buds don't enjoy it. So I end up not going for that. And you may find the same thing. But the thing is, we need to really look at, there are things that you can do in order to get yourself to that place, because it is a process. It does not happen overnight. But you can start having more joy while you eat and even while you prepare your meals today. You don't have to wait. It's not some distant date in the future. So your body was designed to thrive and stay healthy by those building blocks of nutrients in your body. That is the insight I want to share with you today. I used to look at food as just whatever anyone called food. If it was at a restaurant, okay, that's fine. You eat it. And then I came to the place where I understood the quality of the food really, really does matter. And it does impact your health from your cellular structure all the way out to your eyes, your skin, your hair, your nails. That's where we often see whether we are eating well or not. We can often see on the outside. And often there's things going on the inside that we may never see, that there could be challenges. So it's important that we have this conversation. So I want you to think back to childhood. Some of the stories that you learned that maybe you're carrying with you today still about food. You know, what were the foods that you ate? Is it an idea that, well, I've always eaten this way. This is just how my family eats. And you've never questioned it. Or, you know, did you have certain messages about food? You know, like it's too expensive to eat healthy. Or, you know, maybe like me, all treats are bad, just stay away from it altogether. And I'm all about limiting sugar. I think that is good. We've learned that nutritional science has told us too much sugar, not a good thing for our bodies. It really messes with so many elements. That's a whole other topic I will get into separately. You may have had peers who body shamed you, perhaps, or who made fun of the foods that you ate. Perhaps you come from a different culture than the one that you were raised in. You know, me being in Canada, I'm surrounded by people from so many different countries who have emigrated here. And what I love about it often is not only the stories about how they were raised and the beauty of their surroundings growing up, and also what brought them here, but also the foods that they eat. I love trying different foods and having different flavors. Some children came to the country and they were shamed for looking different or eating different. And so that's impacted the way they look at eating, perhaps. And they may not even know about it. It may not have, maybe they just shrugged it off. But these are all the little things that often we carry along with us in our lives. And then the next thing I want you to look at is your adult experience. What were the stories you started telling yourself when you were totally responsible for feeding yourself every single day of your life? Was it, I have no time. I just don't have time to eat. I'll eat later. And I'll just drink coffee all day, which suppresses your appetite, and then I'll just eat later. Or were you like me and you just ate fast food all day long? And then I'd come home and I'd have like, you know, a candy bar and a pop to fill in the gap before bed. Honestly, early 20s, they were fun. And I also got sick a lot though. So there is a connection, just colds and things like that. You know, so did you skip meals? Did you feel like perhaps, you know, looking at the way you ate, did you start jumping on the bandwagon of restricting calories because you saw other people doing that? You saw, ooh, look at those people fashionably dressed and I want to look that way. And probably the only way I can do it is just by totally restricting calories. So skipping meals, and when you did eat, eating very little. What were the stories? There's so many stories, and we carry our childhood stories and our young adult stories with us through our life. And then often we're battling them with new information and new details that we hear because we start to wonder, can it really be any different for me? Can cooking for myself or for my loved ones actually bring joy? And I want to offer a reframe for you today as part of this insight. Firstly, as I've mentioned many times, when we look at food as fuel for our body, that helps us to pause for a moment and perhaps reconsider how we're eating and how we're looking at eating, and also how we are while we're eating. If we're eating really quickly under stress, we're not going to digest as well, no matter the quality of the food. We want to be in a restful state when we're eating, which is why, yes, sometimes we need to eat alone, right? Whether or not you live alone, perhaps, or just the nature of your work, where you're alone while you eat, as often as you can, breaking bread with others is beautiful for your digestion because we slow down, we talk, hopefully we laugh, and that helps our digestion. It pauses and gives us breaks through the meal. So even if you are alone while you're eating, consider just taking those pauses while you're eating and have something funny on to listen to or something that really lights you up inside to help you, some soft music to help you relax while you're eating, because it's a wonderful thing you're doing for your health and your digestion. And when you can digest well, all of that beautiful food can actually make its way through to your vital organs, through your bloodstream to help boost your health and just give you what you need to thrive. And the other thing I want to say, though, as we, the reframe, it basically is look at food as fuel and know that you can change your story by looking at even meal preparation. There are ways of condensing it. We can talk about that at a later time. I have a bunch of friends who actually really specialize in this kind of stuff too, but you can make that a beautiful event in your week or a few times a week where you're preparing things for your meals so that when it comes time to actually eat, you can easily assemble and cook your food and then just enjoy it without having a whole lot of investment of time, but knowing that you are investing in your wellness by doing that. And I also want to say that supplementing with really good nutritional supplements has become something that's even more important because of our higher levels of chronic stress and the amount of oxidization in our air. All of the food that we're eating and the air we're breathing, very often, unless we're fortunate to live in a very clean environment, away from pollution, we need to protect ourselves from that. And the amount of food that we need to eat, really good quality food that we need to eat in order to fulfill the full nutritional value that we need to have every day, it's pretty high. So having a supplement to fill in those gaps is really important. And as you know, I recommend a beautiful line of supplements. You can check them out. I'll link them. And I also have a healthy eating refresher that is a wonderful way for you to come home to the idea of really nutrienting yourself fully. And it's a simple 5-day way of you looking at how you're eating and giving you some beautiful supplements and things that just boost your system and get your taste buds ready to start craving the whole food that you're wanting to eat more of. There is so much to this. The science of nutrition keeps growing and expanding, and I'm so thrilled to be part of this conversation and helping so many people to get back to the basics, to simplify their wellness by looking at how they're eating. Because when you are fueling yourself well, it's amazing to see the benefits that will happen in your life. And I will share some of the stories this month about how eating a certain way and having really good quality supplements in my life have improved my health, have actually helped me to overcome some challenges that I experienced in my earlier years with my wellness. So I'm grateful that you're here today. I'd love to hear, what are the stories that stand out for you about food growing up or in your young adult years? And what are the stories you're telling yourself now? Are you looking to make a shift? I believe that you can do it, and I'm here to support you through it. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.